Hi, thank you for calling customer care. My name is Cindy. I am a supervisor, and how can I help you?
Yes, Cindy, I was just talking to a young lady a few minutes ago, and she was transferring me to your fraud department.
Okay, and your first and last name, please.
My first name is Lisa, and my last name is Haro, Haro.
Thank you. And if you could verify for me, please, your address.
13072 7th Street, Chino, 91710.
Okay, thank you. One moment, please.
Yes, you're welcome. Of course.
Okay, I do have the account pulled up right with you. Okay, and it looks like I'm checking to see what was ordered. One moment. Okay, it looks like a meal plan app. It provides you with tutorials, workout videos, healthy recipes, and things like that. Did you complete a survey?
That's what she told me. No, I did not. I lost my phone. Well, I lost everything, my credit cards and everything. And you know, my phone was found, and I got that back. And I was just talking to my husband right now, and I told him I want to go to T-Mobile and have them change my number because I've had several charges on my cards, and I've been calling. And the lady told me that she has other items that were ordered on my phone number. And I said, no, please cancel everything. I did not order anything, nor did I receive anything. And she did, you know, she was kind enough to do that. But I think I don't know how far this is. I'm, you know, like I said, this is just one credit card that I'm working with right now. And there was only one, two, three. Four charges, you know, but they were all on the same, almost like in the same day. One, let's see, 11/19, 11/19, 11/18, you know.
Okay. Do you recall entering in a contest or anything like that?
Oh no,
No.
I'm 74 years old. I don't do surfing. I'm
Okay,
sorry.
that's okay. And it looks like the phone number that you're calling in from, it does match what we have on the account. Is your
Yeah.
email address Lisa, Harrow, Lisa Harrow
No.
Wilson at gmail.com?
No. My email is burrie88 at Yahoo.
Okay, never had a Gmail account.
No.
Okay, one moment. Okay, so it looks like we attempted to bill you on the 19th of December and that charge was declined. Have you disputed the charge or anything with your bank or credit card company?
Oh yes. Oh yes. I did that. That's why they closed my accounts.
Oh, I see.
I
Okay.
closed everything because I didn't even know about this until today.
Oh, I
You know,
understand.
and this was on my MasterCard credit card.
Okay, one
And, you know, but
moment.
I closed everything. I closed all my cards and, you know, getting reissued new ones. And then I asked them, they provided me with the information of who was charged, their fraud department. And they said, well, we'll go ahead and, you know, do it. I said, well, who is this? And that's when I got the numbers and I started calling everybody myself.
Okay. Okay, I'm just notating the account. One moment. Okay, now
Thank you, Cindy.
you're welcome. Since you've already disputed the charge, what I would have to do now, the representative, she did cancel the account to make sure there won't be any additional charges. But because you've already disputed the charge with your bank or credit card company, they'll have to contact us just to confirm that the dispute will be canceled before any refunds can be applied. And they will call the same number that you called to reach me.
Okay. The number I called to reach you is, let me see, 855-432-4290.
Correct.
Okay. I will give them that information, Cindy, because after I'm done talking with you, I'm calling them back to give them the information on my updates.
Okay, no problem.
Thank you. I'll have them reach out to you right away.
Okay, and then they don't have to reach out to me because I did notate the account. So as soon as they call in, the representative that gets the call, she'll know how to assist. Oh. Okay?
All right, then. Thank you so much. Thank you. You
You're
have a
welcome.
Wonderful day.
You too, and thank you for calling customer care.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.